Welcome to Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I think that was like it. I don't know. Alright, so we lit, right? Cool. This is how we doing it. Let's talk more. And we gotta change the fucking description too, man. Let's go live. Let's do it. Waiting on Bay to come. What's going on? Call the phones. It's 914-205-5667. Here goes Bay. She got me doing this loud thing. I know I promised y'all bar for bar. I've been working. I've been working though. No, let's go.
Want me to light it now?
Yeah, you can.
Oh. This is on the Hurricane Joe channel.
Yeah, man, that's all. Let's get it together.
Okay.
Let's get it together. But it is Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friday, 3:40. Maybe analytics is not. I know it's not the best time to do shows.
Technically, I don't know. We just gotta keep going. Feel comfortable.
Yo,
Ace, you don't have a schedule.
Yo, Ace and Fonz is close on the app, guys.
Mm. How close?
6.3 to 7.6.
When you said that one dropped?
Like 10 o'clock today.
Oh, in the morning. Okay.
Yeah.
Most eight people watching.
Yeah. I was watching this Ace vs. Fonz. Y'all want to talk about that first? Hmm? Or y'all want to talk about this Easy vs. Cortez shit, man? Because that nigga been talking a lot of crazy and shit. He been talking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He been talking crazy. Number right there. We doing it today. Okay. It's Friday.
I
ain't on the phone anymore.
I think I need to put this in.
Why?
Because that is like,
it's broke. Her role game is terrible.
It's not my role game. This thing that came. I could just cut it in half. Like,
it's just
what you want me to do?
I mean, we cut it up, and then we're about to smoke like two fast bombs. It's kind of corny.
It broke on camera. What do you want?
How was this Ace and Fonz just dropped? Who did y'all have? My guy, what's up with you? Preach, my guy, what's up with you? Let me put my cash app on there, y'all, first before y'all start acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, if y'all want to donate to the bull, then, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you put all these corny joints on here.
Mind your business. That's my stuff. Don't be talking about my shit corny.
These joints corny. It's cool. One round, bro. I'm going to do it over. Battle Raps, Will and Jada. Oh, Battle Raps, Will and Jada. If we got some bread, I don't know if I'm letting her do the things that Will do. But if I got Will bread, she might do whatever the fuck she want to do for us. I got his bread.
He's lying.
No, I'm not. Actually,
whatever.
If I got his money.
We'll see.
Okay,
you're going to want to get it.
Yeah. So. Salute, bro. You should be in the final for that 25K. What's good, dude? It's Lord and them.
Hey.
Who's Lord and them? No,
he's a battle rapper.
I think I know who he is.
Yeah, he does.
He was like, hey, it's Lord and them. Like, you know her, son, guys.
My God, babe.
Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm fucking with you. I'm not mad at you, Cortez. I'm not mad at you on Cortez for what he works, but I'm not going to lie, man. I wasn't even supposed to have Cortez, but he's stirring up some controversy that's kind of getting me, like, in that bag. Like, I actually was writing for this nigga today. I'm like, well, this nigga talking hella shit.
Well, he's marketing this shit.
I'm like, this nigga talking hella shit. I'm like, you talking about he got, like, two rounds or something. So he might not have two rounds, but, you know, like, to me, it means that, like, he's writing. So I'm like, okay.
And he really wants
let
to
me. I still haven't got no confirmation that I'm battling. I know I'm on the card, but like I said, I had a few, you know, options. And of course, he wasn't my first option. But he was a option. And all that. I don't know about Cortez, bro. I want to see you and Chess over this one. I think Chess might be given to somebody else if Chess is on here. You know, he got to accept it as well, too. No, that, y'all niggas, you don't know, if y'all got the super chat, hit the super chat, you know what I'm saying, like, show some love, my nigga, you know what I'm saying, Cash App, Gutter City 44, exactly how it sounds, Gutter City 44, Cash App me some bread or some shit, man, y'all already know my support, but anyway, come on, let's talk, Hollow, the best battle rapper of all time, that is a debate. For whatever reason, the fans don't respect Cortez, but he's a formidable opponent. We need that pain you put in that Marino Fines battle. Bro, you going to get that all the time. I'm not even coming with nothing less than that, bro. I mean, honestly, I think everybody go check out the Swag Tana battle, please. You know what I mean? That's going to be like the last battle in a while to touch like a good 100K. And I'm trying to. So, you mean you always gonna get that always main event every card you do? That says something. Who you talking about? Who always, not Cortez? Lies. French fries, bro.
That when was he out
here? Nigga, should we ain't even main event nuts? Ooh, what's the date for Ricky Verse? But I don't know. I know it's in August sometimes. I don't even have a date yet. And all that, Cortez top 20 of all time. Longevity. He does have longevity. I do agree.
Yeah, he does.
I do agree with that. I think he does have longevity. He stayed around somehow, but I mean, it's going to be different. It's just, see, with me, it's like this. I'm in this rookie class, but I'm really not a rookie, bro. So all the things that he thinks that I need to learn, I know him. I mean, is there some things I can learn? Of course, everybody can learn something. You know what I mean? And being that you on the biggest stage, you know, you learn things. So, of course, I'm going to learn. I mean, he might can teach me something. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I just think what he think is about to be, it ain't going to be that. I want to see Verse Core. Y'all both are different type of rappers, not the typical battle rapper. Y'all got wordplay, do imagery in your bars. Let us know it's authentic and y'all be really rapping. Your facts, though. That's why, listen, I wasn't, when I, because listen, Beasley said something to me about Cortez. Like, so when I got there for the battles, he was like, yo, what's going on with this Cortez shit? And I'm like, if that's what y'all want, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I told him, I did tell him. But I want the first option, though. But if the first option don't happen, then I'll take Cortez. You know what I mean? But see, I didn't start writing for the first option because Cortez been talking crazy. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, maybe I should start writing for this nigga. Or just like, just a little bit. Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? So I started Wednesday.
So you're motivated to battle him now?
I am. He talking crazy. He talking like he nice or something.
Well, I think he's trying to sell a fight.
I mean, he's selling it because he getting me mad. You know what I'm saying? And if I go, man, listen, bro. It's different, bro. I'm not them. Listen, I think what he battled Rada, he battled Prez.
I don't remember those.
Who did y'all have? Who did y'all have? Cortez versus Rada and Cortez versus Prez. I guess those was the two rookies that he gave a shot to.
I gotta go with these comments.
Ace versus Chess, but I'd rather see you versus Chess. Yeah, I would love to battle Chess. I said that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but you got to understand, that's future battles, though. It's in the card. As long as I come in there and do what I got to do, is all these is going to be in the cards, bro. It's all going to be in the cards.
Luis Costello said that Ryder versus Cortez is trash.
Easy versus Cortez would be fire. But why, though? Bro, I watched Swag Tana battle about 2 different times, and that shit had replay value, bro. I mean, your round does, because Swag Tana wasn't ready. Is it safe? too that you got the fuck out of here. Bro, I got swag the fuck out. Listen, I can't listen. You know what's crazy though? Is because they threw a poll out and it was like, who y'all got? And niggas was like, they got Easy, which was a smart pick. And he was like, I don't know what y'all be liking about this nigga and all this shit. Like, you mean, he's like, yeah, he's trash. I'm like, what? The nerve of this nigga, man. And that got me mad. Like, it's just, you know, if y'all seen The Last Dance, I'm like Jordan, bro. I don't need a lot to, like, just be getting me pissed. It's like this. You pay homage or you die, nigga. Like, that's the only two options. You mean you better come into the situation talking about Easy Fire. This is going to be an RA battle. Because if not, then I'm going to try to take your fucking head off, dog. Because then it's like, you don't respect my whole thing, dog. Now I got to, you know what I'm saying? Cortez and Mad versus Geechee and Rum. I got Rum and Geechee on that, though. Who do you feel would be your toughest opponent for you right now? My toughest? I don't know. My toughest opponent would have to be versus a person who is either a fan favorite or like a puncher like Fonz. Because when you get into that type of situation with like somebody like a Rum Nitty. So let's take like a Rum Nitty. Rum Nitty has a core fan base, right? But Rum Nitty also caters to the part of battle rap who like punchers. So I wouldn't say that actually Rum would be my toughest competition, but what he brings and what he stands for would be my, because it's just like, that's why I lost against Fonz. Even though I was a better person, they just wanted punches. So it's just like, it all depends. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody, like my toughest opponent, it's just like, what type of, you know, what type of aura is niggas coming into the battle with, bro? It's just like, how you feeling? Did niggas just come off the block? Because if you come off the block, you gonna feel this shit. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know.
They wanted basic shit, but you won.
Ryder versus Tez was trash. Oh, see, I was about to actually go and,
Hold on. Someone said, side note, if we don't get this bar for bar.
Hey, yo, call in.
Adverse Nitty.
Adverse Nitty?
Bar for bar breakdown.
I can do Adverse Nitty. I can do Adverse Nitty.
You gonna do it?
I'll do Adverse Nitty. Okay. I like that, actually. I would just, because I didn't know, it's not that y'all wasn't like, it wasn't that y'all wasn't like getting it. I just ain't know, I don't know what the fuck to say. I ain't know, like, what you gonna do. Rotter ass juice, drugs, too. No, I fuck with drugs, man. You know what I'm saying? And yo, I seen Ryder. I told him, I said, man, I smoke your fucking boots, bro. I smoke Ryder fucking boots, dog. I'm not saying that because I want a bad one, even though at one point I did, though. Because I wanted, because you, listen, I'm the type of motherfucker, right? I want to, whoever y'all think is the nicest nigga, I want a bad one. I know I could fuck up Cortez, bro. I know that. I know that. He the only one that don't know that. Y'all know that. Y'all know. I watch Cortez, bro. But I like the energy, man. I like when a nigga be like, yo, I like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm, my man. Yo, you better beat him. Come on, bro. No, not Chess. How come not Chess? Chess is, man. Cortez versus Jay the Nightwing. No, they not gonna disrespect Jay like that. They not gonna. I still got to prove it. But I ain't gonna lie though, man. Cortez be all the Goonies. He battled Tori.
I don't know. I don't remember.
No, he didn't. Did he battle Glue?
Cortez.
Are you sure?
Cortez is Cortez for me, because he's like a battle rap staple. Like, when you think of battle rap, you think of Cortez. He's not somebody who, as far as bars are concerned, sticks in my memory. So, I have to go to the game.
Babe, you
well.
Know, you know what? that when he see this, he gonna write all bars about you, dog. You better talk good about this. You know these niggas can't wait to drag you, dog.
I don't. I can't. Oh, they're no, asking a question that I can't answer.
Oh, I gotta tune in. And he came to the city. He battled.
These battles happened over URL and stuff. Okay. That explains a lot, too. For me.
Okay.
He battled a lot of people. It's not like he ever stopped. I guess Cortez doesn't take a break. I know that much.
He did battle everybody. You versus Wave. I need that back. I battled Swave already, but you know, I could go watch it. That was about 6 years ago. I lost. That's cool. I was young in the game. This Cortez 30. If I actually don't know. I mean, listen, bro. I can promise you this. It will never be a situation. You said somebody just called and answer your shit. My fault, man. All right, hold on. You on?
Yeah.
856.
What happened?
Yo.
Yeah, it was Preach.
Yo, what's up, Preach? I want to see you on Bill. And Bill?
Where's the light on?
What happened?
Yo, Preach. Yo, boy.
What's good? What's good?
What's up,
you can hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
Yo, why are you talking greasy about my man Cortez? Do I got to run down his resume?
I mean, as far as what, like, you mean, like, when is the last Cortez showing that you seen that can match what I just did?
B-Dot.
B-Dot. I ain't watched that battle, so I don't know. I'm just
That was on King of the Dot, obviously. You know what I mean? We all historians of battle rap. That shit don't actually count. So I give you that. I know you ain't watched that battle, but this nigga, like dude just said, this nigga is one of the most consistent niggas of all time. Like, this nigga done battled Daylight, Shook, Saga, Hollahan. Hollahan, the Hollahan battle. Bro, that nigga, that white boy Hollahan from King of the Dot back in the day, that nigga was on the rise.
Bro, that was
Cortez, growing his career.
Hey, bro, that was 8 years ago. My son turned 11 yesterday, my nigga. My son was 3 years old when he did that joke. Come on, bro. That's like the Cowboys talking about Super Bowl 25 years ago. Like, what are we doing right now, my nigga? What are we doing now, bro? You think of saying 8 years ago, bro, I'm 31. I was 23, man. I wasn't rapping great. I'm rapping now. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about Cortez. All right,
let's talk about now. Let's talk about right now. And I'm gonna give you a real perspective on. I'm gonna be the devil's advocate because you know I'm one of your biggest fans. I know you got robbed for that 25K. You'll be sitting right where Fonz is at, and you would smoke Jada Nightwing. Ain't no way, motherfucking way in the world that Jada Nightwing gonna be easy to block Captain. And Ace Amin would have chumbled and stumbled and choked just like he did against Fonz, and you would have won past him easy. So you would be
White versus Ace though.
What happened?
I said Fonz was light versus Ace.
He was trash versus Ace. He was trash.
Right.
The only reason that niggas is giving him the benefit of the doubt is because he did so good against you. But all of the real niggas know, all the niggas that really originally came from Battle Rap wanted to see you sitting there. And now that you're not sitting there, it's some bullshit. But I digress. Back to Cortez being better than you.
Right.
Yo. No, listen, for real. The only reason I say this shit is important is because Cortez cares. His career, he's never gotten the respect that he wanted. And you, and I'm not comparing him to you, but he talked the same shit you talk. And Cortez can talk that shit. So, and he mad. And look, you got options. Cortez don't got options. That's why he already wrote two rounds. So the nigga not playing with you.
Bullshit.
He's not playing with you.
What the fuck they up? But I wanna save me and Jada Nightwing for the rooftop, man. If we could get that, I think that'd be so fire.
Avocado went live today announcing that his landlord has been complaining about the rooftop battles and he's opening a studio.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So where they shoot the Ruin Your Day shit is where they might do a couple battles at?
I don't know. He's talking about buying property, I believe.
To be on the roof?
to just be able to shoot battles in.
We need to be on the roof, cuz.
I feel you. I like you. The rooftop battles are fire.
Dude, I gotta get on one before they take that.
I just tweeted about them.
Heavy.
I think they are, and it's just a great backdrop.
Core has good battle to me with T-Top. Core kind of got the Serious Jones effect. People don't take him too serious for certain reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what I feel about Cortez versus Easy to Block Captain. I feel like Cortez is going
to
write. He's going
to
do his thing. He's going to be very serious. But I feel like the skill set is different. I feel like Easy's bars, even if we go bar for bar, are going to be higher quality and content.
And I'm going to bark on this dickhead. You dig what I'm saying?
Look, I agree with Duke to an extent, but I agree more with what you just said. You're going to bark on that nigga. Like, yeah, the content, Easy content is probably a slight, but Cortez is fire, bro. We can't take that away from
him. I never said that Cortez was trash.
I don't think he's trash. I have my thoughts about his pen. You know what I'm saying?
But you go on bark on them. You go on bark on them. That's one thing Cortez can't do.
When they know they booking me, they know I'm barking on niggas, bro. So the niggas who, that's why Fonz had to do that little shoulder bump, because he knew I was coming aggressive, so he was trying to digest this shit. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
bro, that was the best Fonz ever. He probably wrote that second round the night before because he was so scared about the face-off. Nigga, like, the nigga got – he did his thing. I can't lie. That's the best Fonz I've ever seen, but he was never that good.
I never said that. I never said Fonz didn't be doing his thing. I thought Fonz was very fire, but I just felt like I won the battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Never said that either.
What round you gave yourself? You gave yourself the first and the third, right?
I gave myself 1 and 3, yes.
Yo, want to know why you got the third? And I'm going to be very, very honest. It's because of the rebuttal with Drew at the end. I was sitting at the edge of my seat on my deck, and I'm like, damn, Easy not winning the round. Like, he not winning the round. It's fire. But when you did that shit at the end with Drew and you brought that up, like with a – bro, that shit, that won the joint. Because the only bars that really hit for him in the building was the Drew bars. So when you had the rebuttal in the third round for it, that won the battle.
I said all his bars – is it wrong? I want people to jump. I said all his fire bars was about Drew.
And that's two. That's 3-4 years old now. Like, come on, man. It's too long.
It's just everybody will be talking about it. So I'm just like that. If we giving up, you know, clout, or I mean, if we giving up, you know, direct bars or whatever, then you really, I mean, I don't know. But you know what I mean, it's I know how motherfuckers is going to be.
Yeah, facts. This is what battle rap is. It took you long enough to get here. Like, I don't know, somebody in the comments mentioned the Sway battle, but that Sway battle was huge at the time that it happened for you. Like, that's when you was really a rookie.
It was.
Like, that's when you was really
everybody got me taking that L on the Sway. Because I was in jail. Yeah. I was in jail. And I'm calling niggas like, yo, check this, because that's the last battle. So I'm like, check this.
Oh, when they dropped
it. I was booking that shit drunk. And they like, yo, you going to smoke any time. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. But, I mean, you came back. You did what you had to do. You got in there, you know what I mean, in the tournament. You on rookie versus vet. That's important. You feel me? So you
right.
About to do your thing. I mean, hopefully it ain't Cortez. I don't want you to battle Cortez. That's not. I mean, it's a good look. But how far further in the grave can he go, like, or in the vault? How far can he go? He got a whole fucking turn made about him, like, about being not somebody that nobody care about. So,
listen, we
going to
talk about all of that.
Cortez.
I'm going to talk to Cortez. See, listen, here's the thing about me, though. The way I talk to you is different than how other niggas talk to you. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not coming in there. Like, that's what I'm saying. Everybody got set up, punchline. You already know. I make that shit to how it would really be, my nigga. He was out here. Talk to you like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and listen, I'm going to tell you something. Me and Fonz was talking in the back. And he was like, when I was like, bullshit, dickhead. He was like, I understand what Don means when it's in the when you face him. You get what I'm saying? Like, he said that. Yeah. You know? It looked crazy.
You can see it on his face. You can see it on his face.
But when you gotta endure that shit, it's different, bro. Now,
bro,
I'm gonna be right in his mitt. Like, yo, what the fuck is you talking about? He don't under. Yo, listen. He went the wrong nigga, man. He went the wrong nigga. He went the wrong rookie, bro. He went the wrong rookie.
It's the wrong joint. It's the wrong joint for him. And I love Cortez. That's why I came on to be a devil's advocate. Niggas know, you know what I mean, how we come in together. Like, you know what I mean, South Jersey, Philly. Nigga, every battle, like, all my best battles I ever had, I always had an easy bar in that shit. Like, I always, you know what I mean, ever since you battled Doc, I always looked up to you in the culture. And you came in after me, nigga. I was in this shit before you. You was a rapping nigga. And then you came in 2013. I was already in this shit in 2011. And when you came in, that shit was rapping.
Tomorrow, too. Anybody else want to call in, man, call in. But all right, Preach, man. I'm about to finish talking. All right, man. You know, let me holler at me. Yeah,
thanks, Preach.
You already know. All
I got
right,
you, man. If y'all want to call in, man, call in and let's talk about it. 914-205-5667. Call in. We going to talk about it. I mean, let's answer some more of these. You don't have too many dry spots because you know what you're going to get bar-wise. Like, this bar may be either next bar and then court might do you bad. I mean, that's a perspective I didn't think of. I'm not going to lie, man. It's no way that's going to happen, bro. I'm better than a lot of these motherfuckers, bro. Like, he not about to come in there and wash me, bro. It ain't it, because you got to understand, like, the rookies versus vets, it symbolizes, too, that which rookie is ready to go. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, they are supposed to come in there and teach us why they are the vet. So he's coming in there with a fight on his hands already, and he know that. So, like, what's really I got y'all, man. Don't even worry about that, man. It'll be core 2, bro. I'm going to be core 3-0, bro. Yeah, that dickhead bullshit is locked in the better one. Yo, listen, and I'm doing it every Joel, and they know it's mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mod. You can't take it easy, man. It was me, so I'll be blasting that shit all in the hood. Yo, I appreciate that, bro. That's fire. We got two more songs dropping tomorrow. It Wasn't Me featuring Skull, and then me and Dude got a joint. We got a joint tomorrow. Joint dropping. You know what I'm saying? Easy versus any one of them niggas. Man, listen, I ain't ducking no smoke. I respect Core for not giving up and backing other coaches, but I want him to step up his bars and be more confident. So I ain't like him saying he lost in the as soon as the battle ended. Yeah, I mean, but I think I heard him on the interview saying that he shouldn't have said that. Because in the building it looked a little, you know what I mean? Listen, man, if you got a ride with him, I ain't mad at you. You about the only dude who kept another nigga bad on City Bars better than them. Your voice and delivery cadence is crazy. Yo, these niggas is trash. Yo, listen, I ain't gonna lie. That's why I really wanted to slow down. I said, you know what? I might be compromised now. So I'm like, I'm not gonna really do a lot of joint. But I think the bar for bars is fair game, bro. It's what you said. You know what I mean? It's just my opinion and all of that. You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck about my opinion? You know what I mean? But yeah, you know.
And as rappers, people, we want to go over bars.
Listen, man, you know how many
we
niggas that probably think
bars.
Like I'm trash.
That's what
we're gonna
do.
Like niggas probably be like, yo, this nigga ass, dog. Like, you know what I mean? It's all right. You think I'm ass. You know what I mean? I smoke your nut ass, though.
Niggas
you know
ain't
mean?
Ass
like,
over here. Like, that's just not it.
Yeah, he be core. I want to see Easy versus Rock. That's definitely going to be in the future, special move. Dickhead. Yo, the dickhead is. We all. So listen, man. Come on, man. We know, man. Dickhead.
I gotta make a t-shirt, like, with your face or something. Like, dickhead.
Though. Dickhead been in the Philadelphia culture forever, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's
definitely
the way I say it, I think, sells it. You know what I mean? So, you mean, you know, I'm smart. I'm a smart.
Yeah, you do sell it.
So, I think I can sell it, but, you know, I can't think. You know, I can't think. For that. Nigga Corey Capitol, he said he lost the way he choked. Oh, yeah, he did. Right. I was feeling your last comment. You sure, sure, sure. Bro, I was in a whip picking up. Wilding in the whip.
What? You know what I mean? Wilding in the whip.
Yo, right. Yo, I'm on the jack. I'm like, yo, I need to join in the joint. Right there, they looking at me. Like, what? They're like, yeah, I need to join in the joint right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know. But yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie to her. I said, man, I'm about to call B's and I'm about to be like, you know what? We can just stop all this and we can just line the Cortez joint up so I can just, you know, get really in tune for this nigga. Cause right now I'm writing, but I'm not 100% in tune with him. I'm just like 50%. Like, all right, let me jot some bars and the shit that I got is gonna be crazy. I mean, I'm in PA, bro. I ain't in the city though anymore. I'm always there though. You might as well say, but you know what I mean. But no, man. You know, yeah, man. I'm feet up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm feet up or feet up. What you tell that you was in the poker or chat, bro? That's why we listen. I'm feet up, bro. I'm chilling, man. We ain't doing this right now. You know what I'm saying? And all of that. Well, a little bit, but how you feel about being though, like as an MC, what you think happened? I was a fan of Bando before the tournament. Then when Bando started the tournament, I said, damn, the boy probably ass for real. You know what I'm saying? But the second round was like, okay, boy, because, you know what I mean? The second round versus Jay, I was like, all right. But, I mean, but that nigga was winning with the shit that he had. So, was it that, or was we just, or was his opponent just ass? You dig what I'm saying? Like, because, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I like him, though. Easy 2-1 over Trez. I'm gonna beat the nigga 30, bro. He can't fuck with me, man. That nigga really can't fuck with me. He tripping if that nigga think he'll fuck with me. That nigga really can't fuck with me for real. Call B's, tell him you want luck. Yo, I want luck.
Yeah,
what's up? Yo, that's funny as fuck, bro. Okay, cool. I didn't forget what to drop back a lot of what I did. Okay, yeah. Right. Like, he showed the importance of a face-off. Like, I am moving to that. No, because he was on that Henny, man. You know, motherfuckers start drinking, smoking. You start getting loose. See, that's just me natural. Ask her. I just be in here hype. She be like, babe, calm down. You know what I mean? She be like, babe, calm down. I just be hype and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, known picks. Babe, what is the flyer?
What flyer?
What's who's on known? Who you Lux and Surf?
Lux.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Lux too. I wanna go Surf though, man, but I can't go.
I mean, I have faith that it's gonna be an entertaining battle. I have faith that Surf will probably make a round or two.
Yo, the judges was ass though.
But
I don't know. I guess I'll do like a own separate Norm X.
Yeah, we can do that. Like a separate and talk about it. Like,
this is about
we need to look at it.
Like 30 in Cortez.
Yeah, definitely. Let's stick to the topic.
What do you have next? I think Cortez.
The way Cortez is marketing this thing,
this nigga
going, he's going in.
You know what I mean? Nigga said, look, I know that nigga for the shit, man, the black cat. I talk to these niggas. These niggas can't talk like me. I be trying to tell these niggas, do Henny make anything? You know what? I don't drink Henny. I don't drink Henny at all. I haven't drank Henny in probably 18 years, bro. Who you want to battle, Easy? Like right now. I want to battle Geechee. I want to battle Swamp. I want to battle T-Top. And then they can give me Calico, give me Brooklyn Hands, and give me Jada Nightwing. That'd be 7 battles right there. Boom. You see that? Boom. Give me that.
Yeah, everything ready.
You dig me? I know who nice and who not. I want smoke from niggas, bro. Niggas don't understand. I don't want easy battles. I want smoke. I want smoke. Like, you dig what I'm saying? Niggas got, like, because I want to, at the end of this joint, I want niggas to be like, yo, easy talk to these niggas' souls, dog. Like, whoever it is. Like, easy be talking to these niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, you know what I mean? I don't want the, and then you mean you can add rock in it. I mean, listen, if they call me for any one of these niggas, I'm on their ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know what I mean? But I would love to talk to the niggas who talk like me. You dig what I'm saying? So, and then, yeah, the ending will be Surf. And Surf definitely will come outside if he see motherfuckers buzzing. You seen that nigga, you know what I mean? Yeah, Misfit better than Cortez. She don't put in their work. Yeah, man, we gonna talk about that too. You and Core's fire, though. I mean, it all depends on Core. If it's gonna be fire, you doing 2 and 2 or so with who? Skull.
Y'all crazy.
I mean,
that is Skull fire though. Y'all be sleeping on Skull.
With my man, though, if he wanted to, and if the bag was right, I'd do it. But what is some 2 and 2s? Like, that'd be fire. Who you think I could pair up with?
I think you and Tay Rock pairing up would be fire.
Me and Tay Rock would be fire.
Mm-hmm. Cause y'all would be barking when they just like barking heavy.
Right. Geechee, probably.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
That'd be crazy.
Even you and what's his name? Briz.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about Swamp?
Yeah, I can see that.
That might be alright, little John. You know that, but I gotta like kill that nigga first though. First, you mean? Cause there's just some things I want to just talk to that nigga about real fast, man. Yo, fuck Swamp up, yeah, man. I kill Swamp. I don't say Surf, but a commitment about it, not about losing, about bringing facts. That's an impressive list on top of a really decent resume. Right. How you feel about Briz versus Mook? I don't know about that, man. It depends. It depends what come out, what niggas want to talk about, how niggas put it together. It's a little storyline there. So now it's a little history. I mean, things have happened. Bars is created differently now. You know what I mean? Different two point of views. It's just like a Bill and Hitman. It's like, who do you sympathize with better? Whose story fits better? You dig what I'm saying? Because you already know. So it all depends on who story hits better for us. That's how I think we're going to all judge that battle.
I agree.
No disrespect, 5 7. No disrespect. 5 out of 7 of those was 30. Oh, wow. Okay. How you feel about Brizzle Mook? I fuck with Skull too, man. That nigga fine. No big hand because he's not gonna help your brand or whatever the tournament. You know what? I would do hand for Philly. So, if that battle, you know, it comes along, I'll probably.
I think you
that.
Prepping with hand.
Oh, hand versus 2
I think
two,
that's
man.
What they mean. I'm not sure, maybe. Yeah.
Big hand because he's not going to help your brand or whatever tournament. Oh, okay. He said no big hand. Mm-hmm. But no, I'll do a 2 and 2 with big hand. But I think they went hand in hand, actually.
Mm-hmm. I give it City 2 on 2s, like City's New York versus Philly 2 on 2s. That'd be fire.
Philly very well. When do get into the Queen of One? She's
never.
She doesn't do battle rap.
I don't battle rap. I just
she
rap.
Never battle rap.
And I'm dead retiring this year.
You and Bill.
You versus Bill Collector.
No, me and Bill 2 on 2.
Oh yeah.
That would be.
Yeah, that would be dope. It'll be creative too, as fuck. You guys will probably be like a fire ass 2 on 2 team, like a problem, a serious problem.
I like it.
I like that idea.
I like it. Makes it for a great battle. When niggas want 2 toes, you'd be sick if you're 30, and niggas just for the last nigga better than that. It's a great battle. Sell your brain. Listen, man, I'm with whatever. I'm trying to sell. I'm with whatever who wants to smoke, man. Me and Kayshawn. It'll be crazy. It'll be stupid.
It'll be energetic as fuck. It'll be worth every dime. Honestly.
That shit'll be so loud in that joint. Yo.
It would be.
It'll be loud as shit, dog.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It'll be crazy.
The straight the opponents would have to have the same projection.
It wouldn't be.
They're going to lose off the bat.
They could never match that energy.
Right.
Nobody who will be able to match it like me and Keisha energy together. That should just be crazy.
That'll be
stupid.
Crazy.
Like, it was like, oh, yo, that's crazy. Yeah, that's right. I want to say, yeah, the energy what I was getting. Yo, that would be like crazy energy though. You know what I'm saying? Because yo, you already know I be hyping shit. I just be, you know, because if, especially if I know my shit, who would you never do a tour to? Like you said, we need you on X. You'd be like, fuck no. I mean, I don't have no issues with anybody. And, you know, I'm here for all competition, so I would try to, you know, compete. But, you know, I think it's about chemistry anyway when they trying to book these two. So I don't think they would be like, you know, boom. You know what I mean? And I think, like, the way my style is, I can match with whoever. So it wasn't matter. I don't have anybody that's not I'm here for a job, bro. I don't got time to be like not hitting
right.
niggas and all that shit. So like, you know, everybody I'm already with, I don't want no problem.
It's business.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, man, this nigga, I got a round.
You got a round ready for four?
Maybe almost a round.
Can we hear something?
You trying to hear something?
Mm-hmm.
That's all what I got for him.
Dang.
Shit lit for this nigga. And those is
would
like
you,
ideas
wait,
and all
who
that.
Would you never
together.
Do a 2-on-2 with?
Yeah, I said
like,
I don't have nobody.
Nobody?
Would you and do a 2-on-2? If it's verbal, if it's like verbal war zone.
He already said that we could do that.
I'll do one. She could do one battle. She's allowed to do one battle. Only
allowed. Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
Allowed. I'm allowed.
Yeah, facts. Because she wasn't listening. Huh? We ain't gonna let her cap you. She didn't want a battle rap, period. See, this is what she don't tell people. That's not what she came into this for. She
no.
didn't really want a battle rap, but people asking her, and she know that she can rap. So she be like, it might be a possibility that she can do it.
Because I can make money off of it.
All right, yeah, but, you know what I mean, I tell her, stick with your first, you know, gut and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because this shit, you know what I'm saying?
It's
plus,
ugly.
Yeah,
it's ugly.
I mean, you
plus,
you mean you
I don't
it.
Give a fuck. I'm with the all the bullshit.
But you shouldn't be.
No, you're right. I shouldn't be. But I'm.
What makes a classic battle in your opinion? Everybody got 3 fire rounds.
A classic battle with 3 fire rounds?
Both parties has 3 fire rounds is a classic battle.
Right.
That's basically what a fucking classic battle
yeah.
is. You know what I mean? Like JC versus Chilla, bro. That
okay.
would forever be classic. They both 2 different styles,
mm-hmm.
but both of these styles was fire. I rewatched that battle at least 15, 20 times
mm-hmm.
because they were spazzing.
Mm-hmm.
You mean a lot of shit don't be classics that we call classics, but
no.
You mean like, but that is a classic right there. The JC versus Chilla is a classic. Bottom line. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all 2 against Mr. Cortez. I mean, if it's on verbal war zone, I don't care who it is. Verbal war zone is fun, but you gotta be. I was already on verbal war zone. If y'all haven't seen it, go to Easy Blackhead versus Dre Dennis. Dude jumps in the 3rd round, so she already been on it. Shit, classic to me is my fave killing the nigga that was supposed to be. Better. I mean, that's all right. That's
personal.
A different. Yeah, that's a personal way that you. Yeah, yeah. You mean, but you know, I'm talking about battles that I would rewatch over. I don't really watch it killing over. Maybe the John and like Jack Boy, I might watch it like 3 times just because of the whole how that shit just
messy.
Like, yeah, but besides that, I haven't like. That's not something that I would be going back like. Well, let me see that because that's just. I want to see how these Ultimate Man is 2 rare handle 2 weeks prep versus Ultimate Man. I mean, they should know what they're getting themselves into. They should be writing generic and random bars right now and just only have to use a couple days to put direct bars in there for their opponents. They have about what they said July 21st. What are we at?
This is today's third.
Okay, the third, the fourth. So they still got about what,
yeah, they got
two
time.
And a half weeks. They should be.
What is rounds? 2 minutes.
2 minutes. They should already have they shit done mm-hmm. for round one. They should be writing for round two. Everybody, you dig what I'm saying? Because y'all already had 8 weeks of seeing where niggas fucked up at, and they got their calls week before that y'all knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, I think that this should be better prep, bottom line.
Yeah, I agree.
Franchise is a body for Easy. I mean, he's good. I like Franchise.
Me too.
Yeah. Bro, I need a blockhead versus Crew, the first one.
Wasn't Franchise versus Craig Lamar
bro,
a classic?
I want to do Kruger again. The first one wasn't classic. The first one was trash. That was my first battle hard. The audio was
oh, yeah, you don't
up.
Like that battle.
Because the audio
he
was
he hates that
up.
Battle.
It was all Spanish niggas in there.
He always be
nigga.
Like...
It looked crazy on camera.
He
I hated it,
battle.
Bro. And I'm just like, yo, that wasn't it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know.
Hey, I'm ready to...
Yeah, no, I'm about to end it. So, whatever. Easy versus Cortez is probably going to happen. I wish I, you know...
Cortez is selling the shit out of it.
And listen.
That's
and
fine.
Fine,
rightfully
that.
So.
Yeah,
rightfully so.
I'm fine with
so.
That because now I know how he coming. Now I know how he's not trying to play, so, you know. I'm
right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Who do you feel handed a bird better? More Lux.
I'm going to go with Lux. Really?
I don't know. Because some people got Aver beaten Lux. That's
yeah,
weird
so
to
then.
Me, actually.
Yeah, then you got people have
Aver
beaten Lux.
Aver was kind of light versus Lux. I think, yeah, you're right. Lux.
Yeah.
It was Lux.
Because
yeah.
absolutely know the move.
Yeah, it was Lux. As long as you get a plea. Hey, y'all, I work this job and support. Smash the like button. That's what's up. Yep, we're one. One on both. CC, he thinks we're one both. He's weird. Because I don't know about the Mook. See, Mook third. I think, should I do a bar for bar Mook's third round?
Oh, my God. That's what you're going to do? Like, out of every... God. You're going to be so frustrated. And
I was
know.
Reading that shit, like 2 weeks ago.
You're going to be so frustrated.
Long.
Right. God. You're going to be reading for 30 minutes.
That shit literally a good...
That's a
10,
fucking team effort. I'm
going
to have to be bringing you snacks and shit. No. And
that
fucking...
That nigga was, like, rapping.
Refreshing your drink and shit every 10 minutes.
He's just saying. Chastic. Yeah, man, so that's what's happening, man. Y'all know, if y'all haven't, man, subscribe to the channel, please. I just stopped, say the battle will be by fire. Appreciate you. 99 minutes of fire. Yeah. What up, yo? Yo, what's up with you, bro? You know what I'm saying? Yo, yeah, man. But it's 48 minutes. I do gotta use the bathroom. I've been holding that joint for like 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
I'm hungry too.
I'm hungry too. That's why I want to go.
Both. Bye.
Don't try to fucking play me, babe, on the air. No, don't even do that. What? Don't fucking smile. Yeah, don't talk about.
Because you made it sound crazy. Like,
what? Because I'm hungry?
Dog, I was like, wow, you like trying to play me. You know I want to try to play you.
Oh, my God.
Me.
No, like, I'm not. You don't know my
nerves. I agree with him. I agree. I wouldn't say good battles. It just wasn't the potential of the battle that was being promoted. You know what I mean? Thank you. All right, man. Y'all already know. Listen, subscribe to the channel. We got 2 songs dropping tomorrow on Spotify. Follow me at Easy the Black Cat everywhere. Follow
Easy
her.
Easy Black Cat.
Yeah, Easy Black Cat. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Y'all can put the Easy the Black Cat.
And it's
going to
come
sure
up.
She's going to pop mm-hmm. up or whatever. Follow her at the Hurricane. We'll do known predictions maybe tomorrow. We're going
yeah.
to my father's house tomorrow for the 4th
mm-hmm.
of July. So.
It's going to be fun.
I guess.
It is. You ended it?
Ending now. Mm-hmm. Blog Talk Radio.